Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 184 for Monday, December 14th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was stronger on Monday, recovering from earlier declines as a turn higher in Chicago soybeans and continued weakness in the Canadian dollar provided support. Canola was up by $1 to $2, the January contract up $1.40 at $477.80 per ton. The loonie is holding near its weakest levels in over 11 years today at 72¾ U.S. cents. That should help make exports more attractive to international buyers and also helps take crush margins to their best levels of the past year. A lack of significant farmer selling as producers are moving to the sidelines ahead of the seasonal Christmas slowdown was also supportive, but canola was testing nearby chart resistance, and that tempered the gains. Losses in Chicago soy oil and the generally large supply situation also tempered the advances. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all higher. Soybeans up 1 to 4 cents, the January contract up 4 at $8.75 per bushel. Soybeans recovered from earlier losses as some chart support was uncovered to the downside, and the modest recovery in the outside crude oil markets spilled into the grains and oilseeds. Positioning ahead of a much-anticipated interest rate announcement from the U.S. Federal Reserve on Wednesday was another feature of the activity, with movements in the global currency markets accounting for some of the directions in soybeans as well. Reports of dryness cutting into the yield prospects in parts of South America were also supportive, but the news out of Argentina that that country is set to go ahead with lowering export taxes on beans put some pressure on values. Corn up 3 to 4 cents, the March contract up 4 at $3.79 per bushel. Speculative short covering was the feature in corn. Speculators are still holding a large net short position in corn and were buying back some of those contracts today as the end of the year position evening becomes a larger feature of the trade. However, Argentina is set to eliminate its corn export taxes completely. That should lead to more competition for U.S. corn on the global stage. Wheat up 2 to 6 cents, the March contract in Chicago up 3 at $4.93 per bushel. A weaker tone in the U.S. dollar index accounted for some of the strength in wheat, as that softer currency should help boost export demand. Speculative short covering was also supportive, but the relatively favorable crop conditions across most of the U.S. winter wheat growing regions limited the gains. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, December 14th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.